RSM Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express. They're racing in Western Victoria today at Hamilton, and Harry White's best bet, race 5, number 3. Live in the fast lane, and doesn't Harry do just that? And Brendan Delaney's best bet, race 4, number 8, Jimmy's Secret. They're racing at Muswellbrook today. Kevin Casey is our man here on the Form Express on RSN Central that has done the form for Muswellbrook, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Kev.
G'day, Gareth.
Do you like this meeting, mate?
Oh, look, there's some weak races on this card, some tippy-toe in the truth, but, you know, I think we can make a profit out of it, focusing on two or three races above the others.
OK, go with it, mate. Where do we start with your specials?
Well, look, my best is a lightly raced last start winner in race 4. It's the toppy here, number one, Arabellini, who won at Port Macquarie 10 days ago. Now, it was a wet track. This is a dry track today, but this horse has clearly improved since racing more forward. He can find a lead here. And if ever he has found a race to go back-to-back in, this is it. He stretches out a little in trip, but he's the type that I don't think he'll be too phased with that. So Brian's staying aboard there. I think he's the best bet of the day. He's backable, just a tick better than $3 you're getting at the moment. So he's the best bet for mine. I think there's value. If we take on a shorty, a real shorty in race 3, it's the toppy, a horse called Elgin. I'm going to go with number 9, Our Epi, as a good chance to cause what would be a minor upset here. This horse has been consistent all the way through. And if she doesn't cross to the front here, I think she'll be outside the leader, and on pace will go well for her today. The red hot favourite is a winning chance, clearly. I'd much rather be with Our Epi each way than the toppy straight out. So race 3, number 9 is my value bet of the day at Muswellbrook. Quaddy today, look, it's a cheap spend here, $36 overall. First leg I'm going 1 and 4 into 4, 5, 7. The third leg 2 and 3, and come home with 2, 5, 12. So as I say, $36 for 100%, looking at a dividend anywhere between $80 and $300 would probably be the best we could do, but that'd be fine.
All right, mate. Good punting there today, and thanks for joining us, Kev.
Very good. Thanks,
Darren. There's Kevin Casey looking at that meeting at Muswellbrook. They're also racing in New South Wales at Lismore, and Howard Walter has done the form for that venue, and he joins us. G'day, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
Do you like this card?
This is a disappointing meeting, to be honest. 6 of the 7 favourites either start $1-something or $2-something, so it was pretty difficult to try and find some value. I'll mention two horses on an each-way basis. Race 3, number 2, Hurricane Max. Now, I think the favourite in race 2, number 1, Attire, is very vulnerable today. Second up straight to 1,500 with the top weight. So the speed map says 2 Hurricane Max and 4 Fantasy Midnight can land 1-2, get terms to suit, and that's a big advantage around Lismore. Hurricane Max is the better odds, so I'm going to select number 2 Hurricane Max each way at around the $5 mark. And then in race 7, again, not too much pace in the race. Now, the favourite Royal Factor might, you know, be stamped urgent early and lead, and if so, hard to beat. But at the $5.50, I'll suggest race 7, number 6, Chiaki. Trained on the track, this is where he races best. 6 starts at home, 3 wins, 2 placings, gets a nice run from barrier 3, so each way at $5.50 for Chiaki. And for the Quadroa, well, the very best good thing of the day is in race 4, number 12, Miss Gem at the $1.50. So in the Quadroa, first leg take 12 on its own, into 4, 5, 7, into 3, 7, 14, into 2, 3, and 6.
Okay, mate, good punting. Just your best once again.
So because of the odds, I'm going to say race 3, number 2, Hurricane Max, and race 7, number 6, Chiaki.
Thanks for that, Howard. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gareth. All the best.
And for Howard Walters and also Kevin Casey's full set of tips, make sure you go to our website at rsn.net.au. Harness racing today at Melton in Victoria. Craig Rail is our form expert, and he joins us. G'day, Craig.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. Good morning, all. We've got a good program at Melton tonight, just the 7 races, but my best is in the last. Race 7, number 6, Gore Bay, first up from New Zealand. He did race at a pretty high level in New Zealand. He won 4 or 5 races over there, and in one of the races in the Mount Hart
Trotting Cup. He ran behind Forgotten Highway and came off a 10-metre handicap and was pretty unlucky. He showed good gate speed his latest run at Addington. He was able to lead there. He dropped out a bit late, but the winner of that race was competitive against Spankham and Ultimate Sniper and Co. on Thursday night at Addington this week. So I think there's a good form line there. Race 7, number 6, Gore Bay. I do also like race 2, number 10, Inaugurate. I liked his last trial at Maryborough. Came out three wide from the tail, sustained a long run to win that trial. And I do think he'll be competitive tonight. And race 4, number 2, 2 for 60, looks very well graded tonight. He places more often than he wins, but this looks to be a good race for him. So my best race, 7, number 6, but also like race 2, number 10, and race 4, number 2. In the quaddie, I've gone in the first leg, 1, 2, 4, and 8. Lorimer Lady, 2 for 60, Bit of a Dream, and Leonard S. with the trailing draw. And for second leg, 6, 7, 9, 11, Rosarito Beach is first up, but went well last preparation. Bronski Royal was big first up at Shepparton. Clarendon Dazzler and Winning Spirit is a good value chance. The third leg, 1, 2 and 8, Roll With It, Our Sir Oliver. They look well placed from the good draw and pocket the deal with the trailing draw behind them. In the last leg, 6 only, Gore Bay. $48 gets 100%. So that's a quick look at Melton, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Craig. Good punting there today. That's Craig Rail looking at that harness meeting in Victoria at Melton tonight. Georgie Ferrugia, who will be joining us shortly here, live at Moonee Valley Far Ascent Central, but he's done the form for the two greyhound meetings in Victoria at Horsham this afternoon and Warrigal a little later on. Georgie, take it away. We need to back a winner here.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. There's two at Horsham that we like. We'll kick off in race 3, number 3, Oriental Jade. I think she'll be hard to beat. And there's another one who's short, but we can throw it in as a multi here as an all-up in race 10, number 4. Both of them for Rod Clark, who's absolutely owns Horsham. This greyhound, this is a big drop in class for Kraken Lightning. She'll be very, very hard to beat. So race 3, number 3, into race 10, number 4 at Horsham. We'll go through the quaddie numbers here. 2, 4, 6 and 8 into 1, 5, 7 and 8 into 1, 3 and 6 into 5, 7 and 8 at Horsham. We kick over the page to Warrigal. I like one in race 11, number 5, Mandible. Is a greyhound with lots of early speed here. His last couple of wins at Bendigo have been outstanding, both times breaking the 24-second mark, Garrison. I think he can overcome the poor box draw here in 5. So race 11, number 5, I think would be very, very hard to beat. Quaddy numbers at Warrigal tonight. 1, 2 and 8 into 2, 3, 6 and 8 into 1 and 2 into 1, 5 and 6. And we'll see you at the Valley shortly.
Can't wait. Thanks for that, Georgie. Good punting there tonight.